News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. 850-437-1620. If you hear something that you want to ask a question about or you're interested in, just text the question at 850-437-1620. If I sound like I'm excited, it's because I am. Today, I have Alex Gartner, who is the executive director with Pensacola Children's Chorus. It is that time of year. I should have brought up some Christmas music. I'm so bad. But it's time for Christmas on the Coast.
Yes, we're very excited. This weekend at the Sanger Theater.
Okay, so let's just get, first of all, someone may go, Pensacola Children's Chorus. I don't know what rock you've been living under. Or maybe you just moved here.
Sure.
But tell us a little bit about the history of the Pensacola Children's Chorus and a little bit about who you are and what this performance is all about.
Sure. So the Pensacola Children's Chorus has been around for 35 years. This is our 35th anniversary. And if you have any preconceived notions about what a children's choir is, you probably grew up seeing them at church, or you've seen, you know, school pageants and that kind of stuff. But here in our Pensacola Children's Chorus, we do things a little bit differently. Our performances are...
Understatement.
Yeah. our performances are very larger than life. You know, of course, we do have traditional singing, of course, but we infuse that with the showmanship of musical theater. We include costumes, sounds, lights, the gamut. So walking into the Sanger Theater this weekend, it's not going to be like a typical kids' Christmas
no, there
show.
Is nothing typical about this show.
No, this is going to be more like what you might expect to see at like a Radio City Music Hall.
Absolutely. That is a great analogy.
Yeah. And you know, of course, we're still talking about children. And so there's that kind of that idea that kids are like, can it really be that good? It's just kids. And I'm telling you, I know I'm a biased opinion, but we have world-class instructors, and the sounds that our singers produce are well on their way to Broadway level quality.
And you've had some, I believe, that have gone on to Broadway.
Indeed, we have had several alums from our past 3 decades.
Yes.
Who've gone on. One of them, Ashley Brown, is currently starring in Elf on Broadway right now.
I know, that's so exciting. She's from Gulf Breeze, which is just so exciting, and got her start with Children's Chorus.
Yes. So we're very proud of that legacy, and we continue that today. And our singers, we do have singers continuing on in the performing arts after they graduate, but we also, the core of our mission is building good leaders. And so we have many who stay in town or who go into other professions, not in the arts, but at wherever they go in life, we want to give them the tools that they need to be good citizens and leaders in whatever career path and life choices and family that they choose. We want to make sure that they are the best that they can possibly be.
Well, I was sharing with Alex before we came on the air that I've seen the show many, many times, but the very first time I saw it, which was quite a few years ago, I remember thinking in my mind, this is going to be interesting. Well, I was blown away.
Yes.
First of all, because there's how many, 250 kids?
Yes, we'll have 250
on
kids on stage this year.
With all age ranges. Yep. But the choreography and the quality of the sound and the presentation, it really was like a Radio City Music Hall extravaganza.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that I really mean it.
Well,
I was blown away.
Thank
and every
you.
Year, it's a little something different, a little something better. And it's just, it's always wonderful.
Yeah. And you know, this year with it being an anniversary year, we did decide to kind of take a little journey to Christmas on the Coast of the Past with some fan
cool.
favorites. So we've talked about Radio City. We do have our Rockette-style Toy Soldier medley where we have all of our middle schoolers falling down on stage. That's super fun.
And that's the Rockettes do that.
Yes.
They sort of fall down like dominoes.
Yes.
It's the coolest thing.
And we do that with middle schoolers. Can we accomplish it? You'll just have to come and find out. And then we also are doing a retelling of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol.
Oh, nice.
With multiple different choirs all over the stage. We have sort of a Broadway-style play on the word show, which mm-hmm. we replace with the word snow.
Cute.
It's called Snow Business instead
Cute.
Of Show Business. We have toys. We have elves. We have Santa theme. We have anything that you could possibly... Oh, of course, we have our fully staged nativity that is a big crowd pleaser that closes our first half of the concert. If the holidays are your thing, you'll find something at Christmas on the Coast for sure.
No question about it. And how many years have they done this show?
The first Christmas on the Coast, I believe, happened around 1995.
Gosh, okay.
So this is probably its 30th year. I'd have to go back into the archives to get that confirmation. But we've been doing concerts since 1990. Our spring concert, Showtime, was the very first one that was presented in that first year. But we've continued to grow and add, and Christmas on the Coast has become one of the definitely the biggest one that we present each year. In terms of audience support and community buy-in, it usually is toe-to-toe with Blues Angel Weekend in terms of best annual event.
Mm-hmm. It's right
so
up there.
It is. And so it's a really special time, especially if you're a kid. You're going to love just the holiday site. But if you're an adult, too, I mean, the holidays are all about nostalgia and being together. And there really is something for everybody.
And if there was ever a family show, this is the one.
This
for
is
sure.
The family-friendly show.
Anyone, any age can enjoy this. It's so much fun.
Yes.
And credit goes out to the folks that founded the Children's Chorus.
Oh, 100%.
That was the Pote family.
Yeah, Pote. Susan and Alan Pote. They will be joining us on Friday night.
Nice.
We are actually, for any alumni or people listening who know alumni, we are hosting an alumni evening that night where we're having an audience sing-along of one of Alan's compositions called One Flame, that's been a mainstay of the chorus for a really long time. So we're bringing that back to celebrate the end of our first act, and we are going to invite alumni to come up and join us on Friday night.
Oh, that'll be great. So give the dates and times.
Yes.
To make sure everybody knows. And I understand there's a little bit of a different time on Saturday
this year. A little change this year, yes. So Friday night, December 13th at 7:30 p.m., and then Saturday the 14th and 15th are at 2:30 p.m. Why? Because after years and years of fighting the Christmas parade, we finally said, if you can't beat them, join them. So we are we're doing a Saturday matinee right before the parade, and then some of our singers will actually be joining you all with Cat Country in the parade.
Yes, so excited to have them.
So we're excited to be able to walk and kind of spread our mission and support you all, and we're grateful for your support of us.
I think that's really smart, because then the kids get to enjoy the parade.
Absolutely.
They're right there, and you're right downtown, so it's perfect.
Yeah, and we'll get the best parking spots, because we're getting there really early.
So here's a question. This is the one thing that I asked him, too, is how do you have 250 kids, all different ages, and they do different sing in their different age groups and that kind of thing. So rehearsals must be really interesting. And as an actress myself, I thought, what is going on backstage?
Yeah.
How many volunteers and people? I mean, there must be a lot of
We have about 100 volunteers.
Wranglers, so
for
to
each,
speak.
Yes. For each concert, we have about 100 volunteers that support us during the week. The Sanger Theater's backstage is not necessarily the largest backstage area you'll ever be in. And we maximize every corner of that place. So at any point, you'll see elves wandering the halls, some reindeer without their antlers on quite yet. So it's a little bit like, it's Christmas all around.
You know what you should do? Y'all should do a documentary.
Oh, gosh.
Wouldn't that be cool, because how many weeks do you rehearse up getting ready for this show?
Yeah, it's about a 25 to 28 week rehearsal cycle, because we start in September with this.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And you, believe it or not, it shows, because there is a lot of precision to the show, not only in the singing, but also in the dance and choreography, getting everyone on and off stage, setting, doing the sets, moving things, the props around.
Yes.
I mean, this is a huge production.
And I misspoke. It's about a 25 to 28 yearly rehearsal cycle. This is only about a third of that gets
only
us ready for this.
Only. He says only.
The kids rehearse about once a week, anywhere between 45 to 90 minutes.
That's so great, though.
Yeah.
That's really, and such a confidence builder for kids.
Absolutely. Confidence is probably the biggest output that we receive feedback on from both singers and parents, that our kids, and we see it, it's very visible. The kids will come in to us usually very shy, a little withdrawn. And then throughout their time with us, even in just a year, the friendships that they develop bring them out of their shell. And it's a really wholesome experience.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And their expert this morning is Alex Gartner with the Pensacola Children's Chorus, about to embark on another episode of Christmas on the Coast.
Indeed.
Another production this weekend, December 13th through 15th at the Sanger Theater. Tell me more. Tell me more, Alex.
Gosh. Like we've already talked about, Christmas on the Coast is a Children's Chorus production. We've been around for a while. The sauce seems to be, cooking. Things are going okay. And if you've never been, it really is a holiday event that is something that you, unlike other things you'll experience.
If you're feeling bah humbug this year, that'll take the bah right out of your humbug.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you, you will be in, I guarantee you'll be in Christmas spirit when you leave this show.
Yes, it it's my favorite of the year. I also love Christmas. My house has a Christmas tree in every room, I think, at this point. But it's just a really great way to kick off your holiday season. It's a great way to get downtown, support our local businesses. On Saturday, if you come, hang out for the Christmas parade. It's a great weekend to be in Pensacola.
So what is the age range of kids? How early can they start? How old can they be? What's your age range?
Yeah, we start in grade one.
Yes. So 6 or 7?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
And so we actually, we do have auditions. Every member is auditioned. It's not a make or break audition. It's more of like just a check-in so that our teaching staff can get to know that child's voice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really low pressure. We actually are hosting auditions at the Sanger this weekend.
That's smart.
Yeah. So we'll be making a plug from the stage. If there is a kid in the audience who is kind of seeing and enjoying the performance, we can do it literally right there during intermission or after the show.
That's exciting.
It takes less than 4 minutes, and we'll take care of you.
Okay, so coming from the business side that mm-hmm. I've come from, all of this costs money.
Of course.
No doubt. So I'm assuming that you have grants and support from the community. But if somebody in a business or someone wanted to sponsor or to just donate, how do they do that?
Yeah, it's actually funny. We were working on our playbill for this weekend, and I was interviewing one of our longtime donors, and she said something really poignant that, you know, I can say, but when it comes from someone else, she said, you know, we're really fortunate in Pensacola to have such rich arts and cultural organizations, not just Children's Chorus, but the Symphony, Opera, Ballet,
Everything.
Little Theater,
yes.
Art Museum. I mean, there's so much here for a town of our size that if you've not lived in a place that is larger than this, you don't. I came from Cincinnati, Ohio. So
I lived in New York City, and I appreciate the arts here. It's
yeah,
incredible.
It was one of the drawing points. When I saw how much was going on here, I said, what? What is going on here? Because it's very atypical of an area our size, a city our size, to have such robust programming. And this donor said, you know, these groups can't be sustained on ticket sales alone.
Correct.
And a lot, there is the perception that, you know, and of course, buying a ticket is an investment. And it's something that I say from the stage at every concert, that your presence here with us is an investment, and we appreciate your support. But the next step of that is to preserve arts and culture in Pensacola, to make sure that kids have these opportunities, to make sure that our community is enriched and that people continue to want to move here and invest here and grow here. We have to have robust arts and cultural organizations, and that requires a little bit more investment from the community. We don't, this year, unfortunately, we aren't receiving government funding. And so on, all the arts organizations lost about 10% of their operating budget this year.
Took a big hit this year.
A really big hit.
I'm very aware of that.
And we're fortunate for the many longtime donors and supporters who continue to support us. It's really great. We personally are privileged to have an investment with the Escambia Children's Trust. We have a grant partner with them where they provide support for our community's most at-risk youth to come and join our program. We have about 30 of them who will be performing this weekend.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But that money is not for the kids who just simply come from low-income families. There's different qualifiers for that.
Uh-huh.
And it's not, it looks like on the outside, wow, Children's Chorus has all this money coming in. We don't.
Right.
To be honest, we just don't.
Who would they contact you if someone is interested or their business wants to get involved and be a sponsor?
Absolutely. We our website, PensacolaSings.org, has all that information. It's a really worthy investment. We're a data-driven program. We have really compelling data from our singers' mouths directly that, you know, 93% of them feel a sense of belonging.
Mm-hmm.
88% have better self-esteem. Other data points, including making better friendship, having a deeper sense of empathy. These are all things that that transcend music, that transcend the arts.
And community and being part of something bigger than yourself.
100%.
That's such a thrill. When you're on stage, when you're on stage and with 200 other people,
mm-hmm.
oh my gosh, I can't even imagine how amazing that would be for somebody that's like 10 years old.
Yeah. And you know, I think the thing that really sets a child apart from the other is not their talent or their ability. Their innate talent or their innate ability, but it's their ability to consider themselves in the bigger picture. And that's what we really strive to do at the Children's Chorus, is to celebrate every individual, but remind them also that we are better when we work together. Our community is better when we work together. And we can present concerts like Christmas on the Coast when we work together. Not one person can do that on their own.
Absolutely not.
So,
it's definitely a community team effort.
100%.
If you just join us, we're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, talking with Alex Gartner. executive director for Pensacola's Children's Chorus, as we get ready for Christmas on the Coast this weekend.
Yes.
And if you have a question, you can text that in at 850-437-1620. And where can people get tickets for the show?
So our website, PensacolaSings.org, is a one-stop shop for all that.
PensacolaSings.org.
Yes. Okay. We have in-person tickets. They're sold through Ticketmaster. We also have live streaming that we've been doing since the pandemic. We started streaming. We have
how smart. So people that can't get to the theater anymore. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so that's on Friday night and Sunday afternoon. We're doing live streaming, and all that information is on our website as well.
Oh, now you made my day. That's just fantastic because I've had the opportunity to be a caregiver for the elderly. And a lot of times they can't get out. They can't drive at night. There are issues getting to the theater, parking, all of that. So what a wonderful opportunity.
Yeah, we're very
that's
proud of that.
Really great. All right. Well, we will be back with Pep Talk, talking to Alex Gardner with Children's Chorus and Pensacola Children's Chorus, Christmas on the Coast, right after the break. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We have guest Alex Gardner here from the Pensacola Children's Chorus talking about Christmas on the Coast. Okay, Alex, I can tell you have a big heart. You have the enthusiasm and the passion for this, but I'm dying to ask you, what is the most gratifying thing about all of this?
Well, we were talking
from
on
your
the break.
Perspective.
Last week, we were in rehearsal, and we have a particularly complicated dance sequence for one of our choirs, and we hadn't run it in its entirety yet. This is the week before the concert, mind you.
Oh, yeah.
And we did it for the first time, and they hit their final pose, and one of our singers just, like, lost it giddy with laughter because they were just overcome with the emotion that they did it.
They did it. Oh, how cool.
And that for me, you know, that happens, that raw excitement gets a little less and less as we rehearse, which is actually the goal. We want everything to be nice and polished and refined, but still on opening night, they hit that final pose, and just the smiles are magnetic and they're electrifying.
Yes.
And that's when, you know, when you're looking at those kids, it's like, they're very proud of this and they're happy to be doing it for the community. And it's really special. I get the best seat in the house for that, 'cause I'm like 10 feet below them looking up at them. So I get
That's
to see
great.
Their raw faces,
great.
But it's great for the audience too.
Oh, I just love it. I just think for kids, it's such a great thing. So much to teach team building and working together and community.
100%.
I mean, but the costumes, I cannot talk about enough about the costumes, the sets, and the time and energy that goes into selecting the numbers, choreographing. You have 100 people that are, you said we're helping?
We have about 100 volunteers and staff that help us backstage.
Wow. So now we're talking 300 plus people backstage.
Organized chaos. We know how to do it well.
Yes, and you do it very well. So we just got a minute or so left, Alex. So again, if you could give us the dates, the times, how to get tickets.
Sure. It's this weekend, December 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Sanger Theater. Friday show is at 7:30 p.m. Saturday and Sunday are at 2:30 p.m. We have in-person tickets and live streaming available. All of that information can be found on our website, PensacolaSings.org, and tickets are as low as $15.
Can you get tickets also through the Sanger Theater? Do you need to go specifically
You can go to the Sanger Theater box office. I will, pro tip, that is the cheapest way to avoid the Ticketmaster fees
that
we are required to use. We don't like to use them.
Correct.
But we are required. But the Sanger gets to avoid that. So you can call or book with them in person directly.
And if you have a child that wants to get involved.
Have a child that wants to get involved, come to the concert first. We're having auditions there. So you can, of course, we'll have the ability to give you all the information you need at the concert itself. But of course, our website is a one-stop shop for all that information as well. And we're hosting auditions throughout December and January.
All right, my last question for you. Ready?
Yeah.
Do you get any sleep this week?
No. By Thursday, I'm a shell of myself, but by Friday with opening night energy, it all comes flooding back.
It all comes coming back. Well, the Poets will be here on Friday night. They're the ones that founded Pensacola Children's Chorus. It sounds like it's going to be a phenomenal show yet again. And you said you're sort of celebrating the different aspects from previous
shows. 35 years, about 30 years of Christmases on the coast. And so it's going to be a really incredible event, and we hope you all will join us.
I wonder how many kids that would entail of all 30-something years,
35
years. I did
a quick calculation. It's over 10,000.
Wow. Well, congratulations to you. Hats off. Break a leg, as they say in the theater. Again, check it out at the website.
PensacolaSings.org.
Thank you so much, Alex. You're listening to Pep Talk, and we will be back after the news.